Lucky for us, Pinky Zalkin has stepped into the studio. She's a publisher and editor of Critter Magazine, longtime local activist here for 30 years. Welcome, Pinky.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I know you have a new project.
Oh, yes, I do.
Good. Tell us about it.
Well, it's called Critter Magazine. It's been around for over 20 years in the southeast part of the United States, and currently it's simply published in Asheville, North Carolina. It used to be all over the southeast. But a very dear friend of mine from when I lived there for 4.5 years suggested I should bring it out here. And I thought, I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. But I used to help her. And I'll tell you something. If you think I'm an activist, none of us have ever seen an activist like Elaine Light in Asheville, North Carolina. Not just about animals. But anyway, what prompted me to bring this to the West Coast, to our area, was in the springtime when I went to the Foothill Event Center when the whole kerfuffle was happening about Sammy's Friends. And I think I was sitting in the parking lot because there were that many people. And I just looked around the room at all these people who love animals, critters of all sorts. And I was really inspired. And, I mean, we have such a big, warm, supportive community towards people and critters, all kinds of critters. So I went home and I called my friend Elaine. I said, you know what, Elaine? And I came back in 2009, having been away for a while. And no, I wasn't in prison. People say that. But anyway, I said, you know, Elaine, I think it's time for Critter. We just had this enormous outpouring. And that was whenever it was, April, May. And so we've been working on getting this together, and life got in the way, as it sometimes does. And now we are publishing. I say we because she is the founding editor and publisher, and I'm just doing this for the first time, with her help, of course, in December.
Oh, you're going to start?
Yeah, it's a free magazine, and it's only for the first edition, the first volume, is going to be only 3,000 copies. And what it is, it's animal adoption, rescue, and education in the Sierra Foothills. And it's a monthly, it's free. But the most important thing is the purpose of having this magazine is to give free advertising and calendars to all those many rescue and adoption and those sorts of animal rights organizations, which we have a great number of very, very dedicated people. And there'll be articles there. I mean, I already have the articles. Barbara Larson, my dear friend, has written an article about animals and how they can help people with Alzheimer's disease. She's already written that. Patty Galley, who Pets of the Homeless, has written something about why you need to neuter and spay, dogs or animals. I have a number of people who are just chomping at the bit locally because we have such a talented group of people in our community. Writing articles. So everything in the magazine is local. Everything. The calendar will be local. The ads are local. And so I'm reaching out. And if anybody here in this broadcast knows of some animal rights or advocacy organization, please feel free to give me a call at 812-1050 because maybe there's one I haven't heard of. And I really want every one of them to have a free ad or whatever they want to do. We're going to have my friend Susan Murphy is going to be writing something, and Paulie Castro, a broadcaster here at KVMR, is, and I hope you're listening, Paulie, he's going to be doing Did Ya Know, DID apostrophe JA, know, silly facts that are true about all kinds of animals. And it's just, it goes on and on. I'm having a blast doing this, meeting wonderful people. However, I will say, I've always had a dog in my life, always. And my mom used to raise pedigree collies when I was a little girl. And, by the way, no animals for sale will be featured in here. We don't want to have anything like that. But what I'm learning from various people is a lot of information I personally had no idea about, like dog trafficking and just all kinds of things that are happening in the animal world. And it's very upsetting. So it's not just going to be about Coco, the gorilla, and how he talked to or communicated with Mr. Rogers. There was an article in the Ashel one. But I think people need to be, it's about education. Mm-hmm. How we get our animals, where we get our animals, how to keep them healthy, how you can support these really important groups. And that's the whole purpose of this magazine, is to support the people and the groups who are doing this good work and how you can get involved. So I've met with Cheryl Wicks for quite a long time. She's on board with it. Susan Wallace, Nicole Meisner, Pam Gore, I mean, lots of people, Lori Perry. We're all looking forward to it coming out. But I do need support to get it going because I'm not infinitely wealthy. But so what happens is the people in the community are coming forward, businesses and individuals, and they're paying for the ads to pay for the publication of this magazine.
So maybe you should give your number again.
I guess I should.
Yeah. It went by too fast.
Yeah, I'm not good at self-promotion. So it's 530-812-1050. And the email address is Critter, C-R-I-T-T-E-R, Mag, M-A-G, C-A, as opposed to N-C, North Carolina. So it's Critter Mag, C-A, at gmail.com. And there is a website, but it's a strange thing. We're still working on this. If you put it in the address bar, you have to go to www.crittermagazine.com. Don't Google it. Put it in the address bar. And there you can see the magazine as it has been published for over 20 years in Asheville. And it's a really fine piece of publication.
And when does it come out again?
December.
Oh, just right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We even have the cover picture was taken by dear Sandy Boyd, fine photographer. She does a lot. You'll see it in the Union. You'll see oftentimes her photographs. And it's a picture of my little Miss BB of Scooter's Pal and myself.
Oh.
And then every month there'll be somebody different.
Uh-huh.
Even my grandson, I had a picture of him with a caterpillar on his arm. I'd like to have that on the cover.
And where will people find your
publication? Everywhere. When I say everywhere, for instance, libraries, veterinarians, banks, just wherever they'll let me put it, all the people who advertise will get stacks of them. And if I run out at 3,000, I guess I'll just have to get more.
Yeah. Well, it's so good of you to care about the animals and the critters of our county and think to do this for us for them.
Well, yeah. I mean, the people that I've spoken to in the animal, I'm going to say advocacy because even today I was at the Grass Valley Pound, for lack of a better word, and I said to her name is Carolyn, can I just go in and look at the dogs? And you want to know the truth? I think I want to bring every one of them home.
All right.
But my bed isn't big enough for them all.
That's what happens. Well, I'm so glad you came in and told us all about this, Peggy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so call 812-1050 if you'd like to help us launch this magazine. And you can text it also.
Okay, wonderful.
Susan, thanks a bunch.
You're so welcome.